As Asia's youngest country goes to the polls, old rivals face off once again in the final round of presidential elections. Incumbent Francisco Luolo Guterres says he is focused on the economy and improving people's quality of life.
I want a prosperous economy. We'll try not to incur unnecessary debt except to improve people's lives.
In March, 16 candidates contested round one of the elections. Guterres won only 22% of the votes, while his opponent, Nobel laureate José Ramos Horta, got nearly half. Politics in East Timor, also known as Timor-Leste, is dominated by older men who are respected for their roles in the country's fight for independence from Indonesian occupation. Both candidates are from a generation of what are widely viewed as revolutionary heroes, who now make up the political elite. They competed in elections in 2007 too, which Ramos Horta won.
There's a lot of respect for the older politicians. There's a lot of respect for the resistance generation and the veterans. But people are asking the question, how long can this generation dominate politics in Timor-Leste?
As he cast his own ballot, Ramos Horta said he would prioritise building regional ties.
On the foreign policy front, absolute priority is our ASEAN membership.
Around 40% of people in East Timor live in poverty. As people queued in the sun waiting to have their say, many are hoping for solutions to high unemployment and improvements to healthcare and education. Political stability is on the minds of many voters too. A long-standing rivalry between the two major parties has created a political deadlock that prevented the government passing a budget.
I hope that no one will forget their promises made during the campaign. We will have to keep reminding them so those promises are well implemented in the community.
Some analysts say the growing number of young voters are getting tired of the political dramas of the past being continually dredged up. And that's putting them off supporting the two biggest parties, CNRT and Fretilin.
I don't think they see themselves represented in their agendas. And I think that's something that both CNRT and Fretilin are struggling with the representation of young people.
For now, voters have a choice between two candidates. Both played important roles in their nation's past and hope they will too in its future. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera.